From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama traveled to Fort Bliss, Texas today, thanking the troops there for their part in helping bring the U.S. combat role in Iraq to an end. As NPR's Moore Eliason reports, the visit comes just hours before he addresses the nation from the Oval Office.
The president's visit to Fort Bliss underscores one of the points he wants to make to the nation tonight, to honor the sacrifice of U.S. forces. 51 troops deployed from Fort Bliss have died in Iraq. Many more have been wounded. Tonight, the president will note that the end of the U.S. combat role fulfills a promise he made during the campaign to bring the war there to a close. But he'll also say that the U.S. will maintain a commitment to Iraq. 50,000 U.S. troops remain there in an advisory capacity. And although the president won't say this tonight, it is possible that if the Iraqis request it, the U.S. military presence there could be extended beyond the July 2011 deadline negotiated between former President George Bush and Iraqi leaders. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Roadside bombs and insurgent attacks in Afghanistan have claimed the lives of five additional U.S. troops today. NATO says four of the troops were killed by a roadside bomb in eastern Afghanistan, while the fifth individual is reported to have died in a battle with insurgents in the country's south. And all 19 U.S. service personnel have been killed in fighting in Afghanistan since Saturday. What has been an escalation of violence, an attack was also reported outside of Kabul against a busload of Supreme Court clerks. Officials say gunmen opened fire, killing three people and wounding a dozen others. Justice Department is asking a federal judge to lift a temporary ban on federal funds that support stem cell research using human embryos. The Obama administration says the ban causes harm for millions of sick people who need a medical breakthrough. We get details from NPR's Kerry Johnson.
Francis Collins, who leads the National Institutes of Health, tells the judge that his ban is disrupting nearly 200 research projects. That, Collins says, will cost more than 1,000 jobs and cause irreparable harm to sick people. The Justice Department petition says the research ban jeopardizes the possibility of cures for dozens of diseases, such as Parkinson's and diabetes. The department wants District Judge Royce Lamberth to reconsider his ruling earlier this month. The judge said a law on the books flatly prohibits federal money to support embryo research because human embryos are destroyed in the process. The Obama administration says it will appeal the ruling to a higher court. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. consumers are a bit more confident this month. The nonprofit business research group, the Conference Board, says its index of consumer confidence rose 2.5 points in August to 53.5. Consumers are closely watched by economists since their spending drives roughly 2/3 of overall U.S. economic activity. The upbeat consumer numbers did not apparently play out on Wall Street today. Stocks largely treading water ahead of Friday's jobs figures. The Dow was up 4 points. The Nasdaq lost 5 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose just a fraction today. You're listening to NPR. Dutch prosecutors are not saying why two men are continuing to be held in Amsterdam, even as officials there are expressing increasing doubts they were involved in any kind of terror attack test run. The pair were arrested in Amsterdam yesterday after arriving on a United Airlines flight from Chicago. That came after one of the men caused alarm because of items contained in his luggage, including a number of cell phones, one of which reportedly was taped to a Pepto-Bismol bottle. Officials now say, despite earlier reports, it appears the two men did not know one another. Both men had missed flights to Dulles International Airport from Chicago and were later booked on the same flight to Amsterdam. Hurricane Earl remains a Category 4 storm that could strike a glancing blow along the Mid-Atlantic and New England coastlines. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, federal officials say coastal residents should prepare for strong winds and possible storm surges.
Earl is packing winds of up to 135 miles an hour and is heading west-northwest toward the eastern seaboard. Scientists at the National Hurricane Center say Earl should turn more northerly soon and travel parallel to the coast. Computer models show the storm staying offshore, but it still could create strong waves and storm surge in low-lying areas. It's expected to pass the Carolinas Thursday and continue past New England on Friday. Forecasters add that even a deviation of 100 miles to the west could bring Earl ashore, however. The Federal Emergency Management Agency advises coastal residents to plan to move if local governments decide to call for evacuations. Those decisions could come by Wednesday. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Hurricane Watch is now in effect for much of the North Carolina coast. Crude oil futures prices ended the session lower. Oil was down $2.78 a barrel to close at $71.92 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.